Of Wrestling After Dark. Okay, we're back on. Hello, everybody. Welcome to a live episode of Wrestling After Dark. I'm the Houston. C-12 Williams right now. How you doing, C-12? Hello, C-12. C-12 was in the building. He's having technical difficulties at the moment. We're talking about China being inducted to the Wrestling Hall of Fame, the World Team Hall of Fame. C-12, what's your opinion of that? What is your opinion about China being in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, are we live?
Yes, we've been live for a couple of seconds.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, China is a good wrestler, and China is she's a good player, and China was a good wrestler in TV as well, for one day only. But I think, yeah, she should be out there at this point.
I think that China, on talent and talent alone, deserves a spot. Now, yesterday was the anniversary of the passing of Chris Benoit. You think that Chris Benoit deserves to be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Ooh. Why is that? Yeah, but on talent alone, he should be in the Hall of Fame, right? I was saying, like, based on talent and talent by itself, then talent be the only claimer that Chris Benoit could be in the Hall of Fame because of his talent and his skill in the ring. Not because of anything that he's done out of his personal life, but based on being a wrestler and a wrestler alone. I think that would be the reason why Chris Benoit could be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I have heard many still alive today that even it's 8 years later, I think it's 8 years later, that Chris Benoit, even his very name, starts to find controversy at the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
The wrestling community, giving 30,000.
Say again?
The wrestling community.
Oh, yeah. Like, we have certain people to apologize, Agent. But, Chris, I was on Facebook, perfect example, I was on Facebook a while ago, and I mentioned Chris Benoit. I said, on talent and talent alone, but Chris Benoit was in the spot in the Hall of Fame. And all hell broke loose. Some said yes, some said no, some said others, so I can't repeat on this radar show. Some said Chris Benoit deserves the prize, that is a direct quote. Some say this, some say that. In my opinion, once Chris Benoit has not been named on national television, probably never been named on national television within the rest of the community for that reason, because that's a controversial moment for Chris Benoit, and it happened, which the anniversary was yesterday. Now, do you think that Chris Benoit was live today, he'll be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
That's interesting.
No.
You going to take your answer back?
Yeah, I think Brett Ball.
Wow.
And I realize this. We should be in the Hall of Fame.
I think that if he was alive today, if he would have been at work, whoever his match with CM Punk at the time, he would be deserving of the Hall of Fame. Now, people need to talk about it, because I don't know why after all these years we can't just sit down and talk about Chris Benoit all these years. I mean, God, it's been 8 years now. The Confederate flag is being moved down. Why can we just talk about Chris Benoit? That's just my opinion. But anyway, Michael Jackson passed away today, years ago, today. Rumor has it he was a wrestling fan, is that right? Rumor has it the late Michael Jackson passed years ago on this very day. Rumor was that Michael Jackson was a wrestling fan. Is that right?
Yeah.
cool to have some form of interaction with Michael Jackson and World Wrestling Entertainment. Word on the street is that Michael Jackson was in Los Angeles the day of WrestleMania 21. He had a full schedule. He was busy. And the car was full. WrestleMania car was full. We couldn't use Michael Jackson then. It was cool to Michael Jackson 2008, 2007, the World Entertainment. We could have used Michael Jackson. That would be kind of cool right there. So, in that case, I'm coming out and ask you, how would you feel if Chris Benoit, Michael Jackson being celebrity wing of the Hall of Fame? Would that make a difference? Would that be cool? Would that be lame? What up? How would you feel if Michael Jackson, the late, great Michael Jackson, was inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame? How would you feel? Like, would that make a difference? Would it be awesome? Would it be sluggish? What's your opinion on that?
Just to give him a ring if I had a championship belt, because we did have a ring.
Yeah. Then Michael was, even as controversial as he was the man. I'm gonna say it like this: Michael Jackson was the Ric Flair of pop music or music in general. That's right.
Don't compare Ric Flair to Michael Jackson.
I say. Michael Jackson was the Ric Flair.
I believe every moment of that trial he was not guilty. I can't see
how you can didn't even think in 05, because that's the LGA trial. I didn't even know 05 thought he was going to do it. He was going to kill you because of a lot of stuff in the world. And then later on, the deal came out with the scandal was saying, can we try and do this over again off of Abel's trial? They were trying to make it look like it was like a kid. And so that's when the church saw that they was painting in the line.
Yeah. The first time this happened.
And then later on, after Michael died, the kid who lied on work at Burger King, and the other kid actually said Michael never touched me, but he still has $3.
Yeah, the first time this happened, Michael was able to pay him off and keep him out of court, instead of out of court. The second time, keep the money.
It really happened.
like my favorite moment of Michael Jackson's life was towards the end. It was a concert that was not meant to be. This is the tour and the concert. It never meant to be.
Well, in a way, we kind of did see Michael sort of in the end when we became a hologram.
Yeah, but I wanted, like, some people actually kept the tickets. They gave refunds because Michael was dead to the point of the concert. It wouldn't be the same. They proceeded. They gave a refund. Somebody actually kept the tickets. So, like, if you got to go see the video, this is this from Michael Jackson. It was awesome. This concert would have been amazing to see, but it never happened. But Michael Jackson passed away the next day after the final rehearsal of This Is It. It was ready to go, and he missed it. I wish we could have a clip of it. We don't. But it was pretty cool to see This Is It. didn't appreciate until he's gone. And you don't know what you have until he's gone. So I think the world could appreciate Michael better, you know?
Yeah.
They could appreciate
him. $2 billion, and there are a lot of thought that once he was still alive, he had $2 billion now. A lot of people say it's better he was dead than alive. Do you think that's a devil thing to say, or you think that if he was alive, he would spend all that money?
That is harsh, but I will agree with this. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson has made more money than he's ever done. He's been dead for so long, but he's made money. I don't know how in the world this is happening. Like, obviously he's dead. He's been buried. He's buried. He's dead. Whatever happened to him, and he's making money. Now he probably takes some. He probably recorded some songs and then released it until his estate releasing them now. Probably record songs you never heard before, like "Hold My Hand" and all that stuff right there that you never heard. He probably didn't release it. And the Michael Jackson estate making a whole lot of money. And this guy is dead. That's kind of interesting right there.
Yeah.
And I never knew that Catherine and Joe were divorced a long time ago. I didn't know that.
Who?
Catherine and Joe, his parents.
Oh, yeah, they've been divorced. If you ever watched Jackson, the American Train movie, they had already divorced during the Billie Jean franchise.
I thought it was still hanging on by a thread all these years.
Yeah.
Indeed. Well, wish the best to them, Captain and Joe. Congratulations and good luck on your lives and everything. Now, personal note to Miss Jackson, I'm not gonna say it's a live TV, but I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you this and y'all be. I'm not gonna say it's on live television, on live radio, but. Don't talk about Paris. I'm not going to say it's on live radio. But, however, the whole Jackson family appreciates what you guys done in the past. However many years, thank you guys so much for all that you do. Congratulations, belated congratulations to a high school graduation to Mr. Jackson Jr. Michael Jackson Jr., congratulations to you, sir. And we wish you all an awesome night, a great night.